This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
The following podcast is not real, but it is hosted by Earwolf, the website featuring hundreds of comedy podcasts and one by Kevin Pollak. As we say every week, let's get this over with.
For the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is all you need to know. About 2 years and a couple months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, the Dark Lord of this world is taking over, has taken me and my co-host captive, is forcing us to continue to record this podcast, although, you know, forcing us, we still enjoy doing it, that we record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-captive and co-host, Chunt, the Talking Badger.
I'm a shapeshifter.
You are a shapeshifter.
And for that, you get a shot.
What's this now?
I'm writing you up. You get a shot.
Shots?
No, you're getting a shot.
Shot, 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 shot,
shot, shot, shot, shot, shot, shot, shot, shot, shot. Everybody gets a shot.
Everybody?
Yes.
Because of me?
Because you called me a badger instead of a shapeshifter. Listen, I don't know. You remember last week when I was, I blinked 181 times?
Vaguely.
Do not blink the 182nd time. Yay, it would cause destruction of untold proportions.
Is this a previously on segment?
It's working a little bit of dark magic. And what I did is I convinced my, the cell guards, Pip and Dolores, remember them?
Oh, vaguely.
I used a spell to convince them that they should make me a guard. So now I'm a guard.
What? John, you're a guard now?
I'm a guard, and you have a shot. You get 10 shots, you go to the hole. You go to solitary confinement.
But, come on, buddy, we're still friends. Like you're.
Oh, we're still friends for sure, but, you know, you got a shot.
This isn't going to go well. I was excited for like half a second that you're a guard.
Well, things have changed, all right? Who once was king is now a guard, you know? Orange is now black. Everything has changed.
Wow. Is it...
Don't give me those crazy eyes. I'm a guard now. You have to respect me.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Sean, I can't tell whether you're being a dick because you're a guard.
You can tell I'm being a dick, but you can't tell why I'm being a dick?
Yeah, well, yes. That's my eternal question.
Arnie, buddy, hey, that's me, all right?
Okay.
I just have to put on appearances, okay?
Okay.
I have to act tough,
yes.
All right? They're cracking down, and they said, if I am going to be a guard,
that they're going to station me with you guys, but I need to make sure that I'm tough and there's no, you know, give.
Okay, right? Sure.
So I do have to give you a shot.
Does everyone get a shot?
No, just Arnie. I'm sorry I said that earlier. I got caught up in the moment.
Sure. What is a shot?
You just have a mark, you know, like you violated, you know, a rule.
Uh-huh.
And you made me angry. And I, like I said, if you get 10 shots, you go to the hole, which is solitary confinement.
Wow. Is it just a hole?
Yeah, it's just a hole in the ground.
Oh.
I mean, you'd probably be, I don't know, up to your knees in it. So it's not bad.
That's not so bad, but I could trip.
Yeah. So don't get 9 more, okay?
Okay.
That's right. Is shut up, or I'll hit you with my stick. I got a wacky stick.
Oh, you got a wacky stick. That's a good one.
Not W-A-C-K-Y, W-H-A-C-K-Y.
I was going to say, I feel like we've all been hit with a wacky stick.
But look, it's my mustache. Yeah, it's a wacky stick. No, but it's for whacking.
Yeah. Wow. Ugh. You know, a badger in a guard outfit with
shapeshifter,
a wacky...
that's a shot.
Oh, no, I'm up to 2 shots. I am also joined by my other co-captive and co-host, Usidore the Wizard.
I am Usidore, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos.
Wrap it up, inmate.
Champion of the great halls of Trachis. The elves know me as Fing. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hook Stangis. And I am known in the northeast as Gaswanius Maystar. And you can go ahead and hit me with that stick. Go for it.
I won't hit you with a stick. I'm going to hit you with my best shot. You got a shot.
But I'm not giving away my shot.
Fire away.
What? Arnie, you got 2 shots. You should already have 1 shot.
Fine. I shall behave so that I do not end up in the hole.
Well, I will say, I mean, the hole gets a bad rap, but there is another inmate, Courtney, who went into the hole, and she loves it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I love Courtney.
Guys, but let's not forget we're all working together to defeat the Dark Lord.
Yes. Of course.
Oh, we are?
Yes. Usidore!
Open conspiracy. That's the 3rd shot.
The what?
You have 3 shots. Arnie, I'm so sorry. You can't openly talk about that in front of me.
I'm still your friend. I'm just a guard.
Well, how am I going to conspire with you if I can't talk about our conspiracy with you?
Speak in code. I know this is going to be weird, but try and couch, you know, little bits about the Dark Lord in our conversation, okay?
Okay. All right.
Don't be obvious.
Let's talk about how we're going to eat feet... with the Dark Lord.
I love rooster's feet.
Yeah.
Blemish in order of rooster's feet over here. Now, why are we eating feet?
Guys.
Yeah, what are we eating feet for?
No, I'm trying to talk in code.
Eating feet for the Dark Lord?
Yeah.
Arnie, buddy, I do not understand you.
Here. Listen to me now. I'm so happy to be here, living here in Hog's Face during the occupation, and, I would like us to get together and start a book club.
Yes. I would love to start a book club.
Let's start a book club of what? Destruction and raining down terror upon those who oppress us.
Oh, is this a code?
Yes, it's a code.
I was really getting excited about our book club.
Arnold, I...
John, for you, were you excited about the code, or did you think it was going to be a book club?
I thought it was a book club.
Can we start a book club?
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
What's a good Earth book?
Oh, can I be in your book
What's
club?
A good? What's the first Earth book I should read?
Let's read The Girl on the Train.
I'd like to be in the book club.
What's a train?
Oh, boy. There's not going to be any books that aren't going to confuse you. Usidore, you can't be in the book club. But you can be in the book club.
Yes, join the book club. But I also want to be in the book club.
Okay, you can also be in the book club.
You better give me a good...
Success!
You better give me a good Earth book or you're going to get 100 years of solitude. What's a good Earth book? Give me a good...
I can't think of one.
Is there a book about, like, you know, maybe it's about mice or about men or about fantastical something?
Look, we have the remain of the day to figure this out, so let's...
I can't think of any books. There are millions of them.
You can't think of any books? The way you said that was so airy, like there's this unbearable lightness of your being.
Look at him try to think of a book. It's amazing. His eyes looking straight up into his brain as if somehow there's a book in there.
Maybe something with a dog?
I don't think so.
All right, think of a book cover.
Oh, listeners, I wish you could see this.
Imagine a room and there's a shelf.
Ooh, there's a shelf? Is there like a cupboard and is there some sort of native inside the cupboard?
John, get him some space. I want to watch this happen.
Can't think of any books. And there's like a red book.
Woof.
This is going to take a while, but I want to watch the whole
thing.
There's
a red book? Are we just naming red things? There's a red tent. There's a red fern.
Well, look, maybe listeners should email books that we should read for our book club.
Email books? Yeah. But then we encourage some sort of book thief to come in here and just take them all away.
Aye, yay. They should email us books that we should read for the book club. But they should also email us plans to defeat the book club.
Yes. Guys, we clearly don't know how to defeat the book club. So please email us books for the book club, but also plans to defeat the book club.
Very clever.
We'll pick a book to read for the book club, and we'll try out plans to defeat the book club. This is all is gibberish, right? Is anybody still listening?
Look, I'm a unicorn. My wacky stick.
Arnold, we've been ignoring our guests again.
Yes, oh, I'm so sorry. Guys, I am so excited to interview some herbalists. We've never had herbalists on. We're joined by Fig, and guys, correct me if I say this wrong, Fig and Maple Milkweed?
Milkweed, Fig
and
Maple.
You did it perfectly.
Yes, you nailed it first try.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. That's impressive.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe the mispronunciations we've heard.
What are some of the mispronunciations?
Yeah, what are some of the...
Just milk.
Mm-hmm. People just stop.
But yeah, it's like something was covering up the paper that they're reading from, so it's milk. And mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's actually milkweed and some.
Wait,
like,
was that Harvey?
Yeah. You know,
yeah, Harvey down the lane.
Yeah.
On Elm Street, yeah.
He does it for
He always stops in the middle of the
Yes,
episode.
It's like, Harvey,
just move your papers around a little bit before you read them.
Well, sometimes in Elvis, you don't know what letters are meant to be spoken and which are not.
Fair.
Oh, so it would be a silent weed?
A silent weed, possibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
That's fair. I lose sight of that a little bit, yeah.
So you two are herbalists?
That's
right.
Yeah.
About 40 years. Yeah.
Sounds legit.
Mm-hmm.
Good guess, Arnie.
What? Not good guess? What's worried?
I don't know. I'm happy to hear what they have to say.
Okay. Well, this is typical from a wizard.
Yep. Naysayer.
Yes, indeed. But, 6 years of herb school says otherwise.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Herb school.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed. Yeah.
That's where we met, actually.
Mm-hmm.
We met on the second year, and then we had 4 more years to make our love sing.
And boy, did we make it sing.
Yeah.
It sang. The whole campus knew of us. And,
yeah.
I imagine we became pretty obnoxious to everyone, but... We don't care. Our love is
your love is love. Very loud.
Yes,
very loud, very strong.
Oh,
love. Can you meet me here? Oh,
okay, I'm on my way.
Yeah.
So
everyone on campus were not fans of you guys.
Apparently, allegedly.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. The yearbook really, we really
slammed
shocked.
In the yearbook.
Just I mean, multiple pages slamming.
Multiple pages.
Yeah.
What are the 4 things they said about you guys?
Unredeemable idiots.
Oh, yeah. 1.
Smells like gross teen spirit.
2.
And also, these people shouldn't be happy at any point in their lives.
Oh, 3.
Let's hope they don't procreate.
4.
Hurtful and bad.
That
because we
hurtful.
Actually did not ever end up procreating.
Oh,
so
no.
That one did came true.
Yet. By choice or?
Yet.
Yes.
Well,
yet.
Did you concrete?
We've mixed concrete before.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah, actually, that's what got me through herb school was some construction work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry if that was a bit of a segue. I was just like, oh, maybe they've mixed concrete. And you have.
Yeah, you read that. Nice. You read
Is
it right.
Is it awkward on Foon to ask people if they plan to make concrete?
I mean,
such a personal question.
I mean, to us, I take no offense to it.
You know what I don't want? I don't want to pay up into your cone scheme to buy herbs.
Okay, fine.
We're not asking you to. We are not soliciting anything.
Yeah.
We are legit, and you can think what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And by the way, that hand fungus?
Honey.
Okay.
What?
Are you talking about Usador's hand fungus?
Yeah.
That's on purpose.
It's in the shape of a chicken or something. He's got some sort of herby handcuff.
That's an experiment I'm working on.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I told you should wear gloves in the shower, but
nope, not going to do it.
And if you ever, and I'm saying ever, if you ever want to take it away, we have a Theadone root that will wipe that out within 6 hours.
Or less.
6 hours?
Mm-hmm.
I suppose I mix that with a lavender base.
How did you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, fine.
Okay.
All right.
No worries.
See what that turns into in 3 months.
Oh.
So Fig and Maple, what do herbalists do exactly on Foon?
Well, we have a little store that we made ourselves with our own hand concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And we sell just knickknacks here and there, knickknack paddywhax. And we also sort of act as pharmacist a little bit, I think what you would know as.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Follow-up question. What's a paddywhack?
It's similar to a, have you ever heard of a wacky stick?
I have.
Yeah.
Follow up question. Did you say you're like farmers with cysts?
No.
Is the other thing you do at your store look for marks? Suckers, cons.
Okay, I actually did. That, I didn't even read that
I
as an insult.
I was literally thinking of a person named Mark. Mm-hmm. I didn't pick up on that as an insult at all, and I'm still sorry about your hand. I'm sure it's tough to sleep in the third and fourth hour of the night.
Mm. I can't wait to see what this thing says to me in 3 months.
Oh, boy.
Isidore, she just showed you empathy.
Is herbalist, like, not a highly respected type of medicine?
No.
Okay. All right. You know what? It's the wizards and the witches that is not respected amongst, just because we don't use magic. We rely on what Foon has given us naturally, and we research that, and we experiment with that, and we progress with that, and we only rely on that. Mm-hmm. It's dependable. It's proven to work. Sure. And just because we don't use... What is it now?
I'm happy to admit that modern magic has its limits.
Sure.
That we've come a long way. But there are some natural things that, of course, are very helpful for making potions and whatnot. But to rely entirely upon such natural remedies would be absurd!
Okay. You know what? Fair. To each his own.
Well, isn't a wizard just a little too fast to prescribe magic sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do we need to go straight to magic? Maybe let's see if there's something we can pull out of the ground
Looks like your
and
eye
put
switching.
In our mouth.
Because this rhyme thing.
What?
Your eye was twitching.
Oh, thank you. That's better.
You had restless eye syndrome.
Oh. But how many spells can I have at any one time? And what if I'm taking too many spells?
And a lot of time, I'll tell you what they're doing. A lot of times, they're remedying the ailment of the moment and not the bigger problem.
Mm-hmm.
Not the bigger problem.
Yep. Yeah.
So we come in and we look at you as a whole thing, and we say, okay, I think here's what's going on. Let's try this out.
So, like, the spell remedied my eye twitch, but not the reason I was twitching my eye, which was that you were talking too much.
Fair enough.
Okay, that's a perfect example of it. Where if it was actually restless eye syndrome, I may prescribe a quart of phoenix blood.
Oh.
And you take that once a night for 3 nights in a row.
How do I take that?
You take it by intravenous tubing.
Oh.
Yeah. So you just, that the phoenix blood will mix up with your blood, and the rest is really complex kind of math and science, but your eye will stop twitching.
A quart?
Is that what I said? Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
But
yeah.
So how do you get that much phoenix blood? I'm very impressed.
It's about 12 phoenixes.
Oh.
Yeah, but they can take it.
They come right back.
Yeah, it's really one phoenix and just kill it 12 times.
Wow.
That's very interesting. Yeah. I would like to learn more about that.
Oh,
I'd love to hear that. Yeah, I will. Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
We'll talk during the break.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
That's nice.
Forgive my ignorance. I've never talked to any herbalists, and you two are obviously, some...
Oh, also, forgive Arnie's ignorance.
Oh, yes,
of course.
Sorry,
go ahead.
We should have started with that. Forgive Arnie's ignorance.
Okay.
That's just a given. That's just an overarching given for the show.
Now, forgive my ignorance. Clearly, you're so... the romance is palpable, obviously, to herby love bugs. I don't know if this is just a rumor, if this is real. I heard maybe 15 or 16 years ago, herbalists, if they shampoo their hair, they can orgasm?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
It's like the essence of the herbs.
Yes, a sort of an organic experience.
Yes.
Yes.
That is 100% true.
Boom, baby. Yeah.
True. And let's just say it didn't stop 16 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
It's a gift.
And, I have all sorts of terrible things in my hair and beard. That have been there for years and years.
Yes.
So I'm very interested in learning more about this.
Oh, yes.
Usador's coming around on herbalism.
Yeah, what a quick turnaround.
This is very nice.
Well,
I'd love
to hear that.
I'm always open to learning, and it's I plan to defeat the book club someday. So I must be open to all new manners of methods by which I may be able to do so.
Mm-hmm. I love how Fig and Maple are totally on our destroying the book club plan. I don't know if they...
Well, we are... apolitical.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're
100%.
Not involved in any sort of dark magic or any sort of politics that are going on that are dangerous.
dangerous. No, don't. We don't really mess with any of that. We're more about just the positive effects of helping one another.
Yes.
And
use
none of that kind of, you know, yeah. Behind the scenes.
If you're not involved with it, you probably don't have to whisper about it.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's probably a good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should I be whispering then?
I don't know.
Oh, Chunt, should I be whispering?
Oh, is it because Chunt is a guard now?
Oh.
Watch it. Watch it, guys.
I don't want to end up in the hole. But also, you remedy the hole. Ooh, now I don't know what to do.
Can you take a quart of phoenix blood in the hole?
You can take it in the mouth. You can take it in the hole. You can pretty much do anything. But it's only going to fix a restless eye if it's taken intravenously.
Oh, otherwise yes. It's just recreational. Yeah. Well, you know what? Let's refresh our drinks. Let's take a quick break, and we'll talk more to the dickweeds. And
milkweeds.
What's that?
Milkweeds.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. No problem.
I'm so sorry.
It's
no
okay.
That's a shot.
People.
No. Wait. No.
Four shots.
I'm so sorry. I must be thinking, are you guys related to the dickweeds at all?
We are very good friends with them, but I'll be the first to admit they're a bunch of dickweeds.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Fig.
There's a reason they got that name.
Mm. Yes, indeed.
Oh, the dickweeds?
Yes.
I might be thinking of
yourself?
Like Hog and Frapple.
Oh, sure. Get their mail sometimes, sure. It's there's no offense.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Some
of the time.
Of course.
Just a couple of times.
Yeah. And so there's no offense.
Well, I'm so sorry.
That's no problem.
Anyway, let's take a break and we'll get back with the dickweeds and we'll be right back.
Oop, okay.
Hello, everyone. It's Glenn Weldon from Top Torture Happy Hour. You know, the roundtable discussion show beamed directly into the puny minds of all those in the Foon who would resist the awesome power of the Dark Lord. We talk about our favorite methods of torture that his Infernal Majesty uses to exert... You know what? I don't know why I'm explaining it. It's because, I mean, you know the show. You can't not, even if you tried. It's pledge drive time. So once again, I'm beaming myself into your tiny, tiny minds on behalf of the Dark Lord, praise his magnificent cruelty, to ask... Well, I say ask, to demand, frankly, that you donate a fragment of your eternal soul to show your appreciation for NPR, our necromantic, powerful ruler. You should know that that fragment of your soul supports all NPR programming, not just Top Torture Happy Hour, but shows like Embedded, the show about jamming spikes into people's heads, and Hidden Brains, where they jam spikes into people's heads, and Wait, Don't Kill Me, where they slowly... Jam, Spike, you know, I'm picking up some mission overlap in the programming here, but the point is, there's so many great shows getting beamed into your teensy tiny brains, against your will, and that programming depends on the souls of listeners like you, to feed off of. Oh, and while I have you, let me just, this Foonian Life, I know you love it, I know it's your favorite, it's a good show. This Foonian Life is not NPR, okay? Totally different network. Everybody I talk to, they're like, oh, you work for NPR, we love this Foonian Life, and I'm like, thanks. And then I drive a spike into their head because, come on, do your research, you know? Anyway, by now you've probably noticed that a bit of light and color has left the world. That's because we've just taken a fragment of your soul. So, you know, thanks for that. We'll be back next year at this time. In the meantime, I'll return you to Hello from the Magic Tavern, that other roundtable discussion show that is not about torture. Yet.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's N-O-O-M. .com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
So, Fig and Maple, like, what are some of the things that you can cure with herbs?
Oh, well, thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a lot of favorites. Mm-hmm. We are very big right now in headaches.
Okay.
You know who gets a lot of headaches? Orcs. Have you heard about that?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Unbelievable headaches. Really, it's something about the structure of their skull and the way that their sort of lumpy brain knocks up against it when they run.
Oh,
yeah. Sounds right.
Turns out the orc brain doesn't have the fluid that most other creatures have, so it almost literally is just knocking around.
You can hear it. When you run next to an orc, you can hear... Mm-hmm. That's the brain.
Which creates a rhythm that they run to, and causes them to run faster, and it's a snake eating its own tail.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they got bad brains.
Bad brains, but the kind of, silver lining there is morale is super high because it is kind of a, you know, essentially...
It's rhythmic. It's a drum line a little bit.
And it's cool. There are some orc percussion bands that is just them kind of, you know, shaking their heads, and it is some of the most beautiful percussion I've ever heard or seen.
Look, I hate orcs, and all orcs are evil, and everyone knows that. But their drumming is amazing.
Really?
Yes, I'll they're good drum circles.
Yeah.
Well, the downside of that, of course, is the headaches.
Headaches.
Yeah.
They'll come to us after a week of running. A splitting headache, unable to see, to think clearly, to move forward with their lives. Mm-hmm. And so we discovered that if you take the buxom's woodbine, which is a little plant that grows out back of, in the wood where we keep our store.
In the woods, yeah.
And you put it into a hot elixir. Yeah. It's got to be hot.
Mm-hmm. Piping.
They drink it. They take it back like a shot. Because of the hotness, the piping hotness, like we said before.
I think that's another shot for Arnie.
What? Shot for Arnie, that's five shots.
No.
So they're taking a shot.
Shot for shot.
There.
Within instants.
Instance.
How many?
About two instances.
One or two instances.
The orcs are just completely cured.
Relieved of pain.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and they go back on the road. We had the famous orc percussion band Thomp in. They came to us, and they liked our remedy so much that they said, well, you're going to officially be our herbalist from now on because, so.
Oh, my gosh. You played with Thomp?
Yeah. Well, we make their music possible, so in a way, yeah.
A lot of times they'll play, I don't know if we have the main road, the sort of Broadway, but they'll play off the Broadway on a side street sometimes, and they're pretty impressive.
Oh, Thomp.
Down, up a little farther north in the uptown, so they kind of are uptown thompers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. They uptown thomp us up.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Thomp is not to be confused with Thwomp, which is that big rock with a face that'll smash you.
Right.
Well, the big rock with a face that will smash you?
Yeah. The big square rock with a face that'll smash you with the spikes on the side.
You have to run underneath it real quick?
Yeah, that's Thwomp.
You can say
thump.
That. You can say that. You're saying that in an of course sort of way.
Of course I am.
More and more.
Please tell us more about your remedies, though. I'm so fascinated.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Another popular, I mean, this is classic, but dwarf lung. A lot of dwarf lung coming in where they'll have diamonds and jewels kind of encrusted, dust just encrusted
on it. You can hear it right in the cough, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a beautiful dust that comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're breathing that stuff in all day.
And there's no coverage, and no matter what we say.
Nobody even looks out for their safety. Nobody even cares.
And they're all like, well, I've got my beard. I don't need a mask. And
it's ego. It's hard-headedness. Yes. Honestly.
Just unbraid your mustache and use it as a curtain, a protective curtain over your mouth. They won't even do that. No, my braids need to be...
I need to be braided. Look like everybody else.
I'm a dwarf after all.
I'm stronger than everyone.
I never realized that a beard is a mouth curtain.
It can be.
Wow. Why not? Telling that to an old dwarf, a young dwarf.
And eyebrows are eye drapes.
Mm. Yeah.
Potentially.
Absolutely.
Potentially, yes.
Yes.
Yes. And it's just like they are stubborn. Yeah. And
then you see them come in, they go, oh, I don't feel so good. And you go, oh, well, I wonder why. Then you're saying, okay, well, now I'm really wondering, why is that?
No freaking crap.
Of course.
Gosh. I mean,
nobody's taking care of their bodies.
And that's dwarf lung?
That's dwarf lung.
What do you do for dwarf lung?
Well, that's actually troll hair. It's surprising, but ideally it's about a 2 foot strand of troll hair, maybe three or four strands of it, and they hold on to one end of it and they swallow the other half, and then they kind of mix around it. It's complicated, but it acts like a broom and it essentially sweeps out their lungs.
When you pull out the hair afterwards,
it's a necklace.
You would be amazed at A, what you find, and B, how they feel.
You know,
right away.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but is there any way I could
I could study with you or learn more about what it is that you do.
Yes.
Door. Yes.
We have a guest room,
and it's,
too.
And it's not a cone scheme at all. Like, I don't have to pay into
There's
it.
There's no cone anywhere near us.
No. Okay. There's not.
I don't even.
I think our shop is more just a cube shape, roughly, but that's rough concrete.
Okay.
You come in, you stay with us, and no exchange of money will be involved.
Oh, wonderful.
At first. And then we'll get into the details after that.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are two of the really big ones right now.
Those are the biggest ones right now.
And I'll tell you what the overarching sickness is.
Mm.
Applies to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't know about in your world. It's ego.
Yep.
It's ego.
Big time. I'm invincible. I don't
can
need
handle
medicine.
Anything. Well, I'll take care of it myself. No, I'm magical.
I
have magic, so I don't need help.
You can set me on fire and stab me and I won't die.
Oh, I don't get sick. Okay, see you here tomorrow.
I don't get
sick.
Six
times.
Okay. And then, or like, oh, you know what? Actually, like, we're in war right now. So it's like, okay, yeah, all right, you're being stubborn. Okay, see you here tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just like,
it's like, oh, I didn't come in. I didn't think I should come in earlier because it didn't feel serious. It usually goes away on its own. Okay, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah.
I was a vampire and died, and then I was fine.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. We'll see you
see
tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Usador. I was cursed by a coin and my arm fell off and I put a branch in it.
See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Heard that one before.
Yep, see you then. See you tomorrow.
You name it, we've heard it and or seen it.
Very few bad things have happened to me since I've been here.
Well, see you tomorrow. Yeah.
We'll
physically.
Gosh, yeah.
There we go.
Gosh. I mean, it's just like, we get tired. We like helping, but it's just like, can people stay helped for a little while?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? Set me on fire right now.
I absolutely refuse to.
Gailey Lichtenkamp.
I'll do it myself.
Oh my gosh.
That's a shot. You just set up another inmate on fire. That's a shot. Six shots.
Oh.
Barely a match.
That really smells bad.
Yes, yeah. Of course it smells
bad. Well, you know why? It's because he's got that fungus on his hand.
Yes.
I want to find out what this fungus becomes.
Oh, God.
This could be a good friend of mine.
Yes. Well, it will be someone. I can tell you that.
Oh.
It is going to be a living, separate entity.
Wonderful.
I can tell you that.
Oh, wonderful. I can't wait to find out.
So, notice how I omitted good or friend.
Mm. Oh.
So.
Oh.
So. I'll just leave it at that.
Mm.
Well, wow.
Well, I do want to come by and learn, so perhaps you can help me there.
Okay.
Well, then you'll be lodging for two, if you know what I mean.
Okay. All
so, right. Let me just leave it at that.
Okay. All right. All right. But I'm going to set myself on fire.
Okay. Please. That really smells bad.
Yeah, it's going to smell. I mean, you already smell bad enough.
Thank you very much. It's a rude thing to say.
If I may ask, is that a bird in there?
Yes, there's often a bird in my beard.
Oh my gosh, hey little guy.
This is very sweet.
That's lovely.
It's a sparrow, one of my favorites.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my god. Oh, hello, little man.
Oh, you know what? There's also a tiny snake in your beard.
Oh.
Probably one of Drip Fang's.
Oh, I think that's Ernie.
Oh.
There you go. There you go.
Wow.
Lovely.
It's part of an evil entity that's made up of 1,000 snakes.
Oh, he's taken to you.
He has. Oh. There he goes. Working his way around.
Oh, my gosh. He's really getting in there.
Yeah.
Well, he's eating his own tail.
Yes.
Oh, well, he was hungry.
And now he's gone. Oh, that was amazing.
Wow.
I didn't think that would work.
That was beautiful.
Wow, interesting. It looks like nature has given us the real magic today.
Oh. I couldn't help but notice that myself.
I couldn't help but notice it either myself.
Mm, interesting.
I noticed it myself.
Yes, me too. I've noticed that myself.
I noticed it. Well,
I love you, dear.
I love you too.
Aww.
This is fun.
You two are very sweet.
Yeah. Oh,
well, thank you.
I'm sorry I was so doubting of you when you first arrived.
Well, you're not the first.
I can see that you love each other, that you're very committed to your natural remedies and your herbal ways. And here is a bag of 100 gold coins.
Oh.
Whoa.
Unnecessary, but accepted.
We didn't ask. Everyone can vouch here that we didn't ask for anything. Everyone saw that happen.
We have nothing up our sleeves.
Nope, that snake is gone.
Yes.
So, right. Here we
thank
go.
You. Very
thank
generous.
You so much.
Oh,
wow, this may be an
you.
Extension.
The best cons are the ones you don't even know how they got to where they got.
Yeah, I knew that was the right thing to do.
So, Fig and Maple, it's been so great to meet you guys and to sort of learn a little more about herbs and Foon.
This has been fun.
Has been
we
so
don't get
fun.
Out that much.
No.
So this is really nice.
Yeah.
Sorry about the circumstances, you know.
Can you pardon me for one moment? I need to go to the bar. I'll be right back.
Sure.
Of course. Yes. Absolutely. Of course. Yeah.
Hey, guys, be honest with me.
Yeah.
Are you conning Yusuf this whole time?
Oh. Can you meet me here? Oh.
On my way.
Wow.
they have perfect pitch. Wow. Oh, my glass just shattered.
Wow.
But I squeeze it too hard.
Yeah.
I got excited. Sorry.
I recruited 4 more herbalists at the bar.
No. Oh, nobody asked you to do that. We didn't ask for that.
Jeez Louise.
Oh, my goodness. You all stand witness here.
We're all going to come over and stay at your place for a while.
Okay, wonderful. Sounds great. We have the room.
There wonderful. We go.
Concrete walls, concrete doors.
Concrete? Why is this sounding more and more ominous by the moment?
No, we're herbalists.
Be honest, guys. Potheads?
Well, I've fallen into a pot or two in my mixing.
That's what I meant. Yeah, when you're mixing cement.
Yeah. I've
sorry, back to concrete. Yeah.
Yeah,
comes down
absolutely.
The stairs.
Concrete.
Yep. Pot banging around
and,
on his head.
And the concrete is solidifying slowly, and I'm within an inch of my life. And just
I'm a pothead.
Elbow deep in pepper root, and I have to come over and get him out of there.
You're in the garden, and you slip over the garden wall, and you got a pot on your head.
Yes, exactly.
Whoa,
Conk.
Man,
I'm a pothead. My vision is fuzzy, and I have some creative ideas. So, yeah, big time pothead. Sometimes.
I love all the sound effects that go into like what the ailments are. It's like, I feel like it's the car talk of herbalism.
The what?
The what talk?
I won't talk about it.
Is that similar to wagon talk?
What's wagon talk?
Oh, wagon talk's great.
Wagon talk, is kind of a dog, touring dog show that we see where they just like wagon talk and they just talk about being a dog and they're hyperverbal but very charming and they're very real personalities because you can tell the dogs are brothers in real life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
I love that people are like, oh, man, those dogs talk. But also, they wag.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just like...
You don't want to talk to a dog who's not wagging. That, you know...
That's true.
Implies something's really the matter.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Really the matter.
See how I went low when I said that?
I'll meet you there. Honey, I'm on my way.
Here we go.
Really. Speaking of dogs, I had... the other day, I was in the woods, and I saw this, the most curious incident of this dog, and it was nighttime. It was just like the weird... I found this dead dog. It was so weird.
I can't think of any books unrelated. Can't think of a single book.
Oh, also, have we told you there's a cider house in town now? The Dark Lord opened up a cider house?
It rules.
It is so good. It really rules.
It freaking rules.
If you have a chance, get there. You're going to pass right by the sea for a little while, and there's this like kind of grandpa guy who floats on his little boat.
Oh, the old man?
Yeah. And so you'll see him. That's how you know you're on the right route.
Well, and the old man is named All the Light. His name is All the Light. And he's like, here, come see with me. I'm like, All the Light I cannot see today. Yeah. I just can't do it.
Yeah. Right?
So, but he's a cool guy, yeah.
Bible.
John, do you have any emails?
This is an email from Holden Hansen. He says...
Holden?
Sorry?
I know a Holden who lives in the Rye.
I'm not Holden.
No, you said his name was Holden. I know a Holden, but he lives in the Rye.
Oh.
Oh, yes. He plays the catcher.
He likes to play the catch game.
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Okay.
What's the catch game?
Throw a ball back and forth, catch it.
Yeah, and the ball's like, catch me if you can.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty fun. Holden says, why do you only do one episode a week? Huh.
Sweet. Why do we do so many?
Well, I don't know. It's just a nice weekly thing to do. I guess we could do more, but there was that one week we did two, and then the Dark Lord attacked. So, let's not do that again. Yeah.
You mean the book club attacked?
Oh, sorry. The book club attacked.
The book club attacked.
I also have an email here from Dennis Homerson. He says, surviving the Dark Lord. I'm glad to hear you, Chunt and Usador. This is clearly for Arnie. Managed to survive the Dark Lord's attack, but I haven't yet heard you address the person that everyone is clearly most concerned about. Have you heard anything about what became of Pizza Skull during or after the attack? I don't know if I've seen Pizza Skull.
I assume Pizza Skull's fine. He's usually fine.
Or he's dead and back in Pizza Hell.
That could be, but then he'd probably be working his way through the 7 pizza feats to return to Foon as Foon's pizza champion.
That's true. You seem to know a lot about Pizza Skull.
Well, he's a good friend of mine.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. He's a skull made of pizza. He's fun.
Yeah. I hope he's okay.
I'm sure he's fine.
He's not the person I'm most worried about.
Certainly not. And I'm sure he'll pop up again soon enough.
Yeah. Too soon, probably.
Probably.
Arnie, do you have any emails?
I do. Here's one. Hi, gang. Sorry to hear you are still being kept as prisoners under the Dark Lord. Fortunately, I may have found a way to help. Usador, as I understand it, the potion you are made to drink has weakened you and cut off your access to magic. But what if... instead of drinking the potion, you imbibed it through one of your 2 buttholes. Would it have the opposite effect? I figure it's worth a shot. Good luck. Patrick W. Woolbert.
Oh, that's a very good idea. But fear not, Patrick, for I have already regained my wizardly prowess.
Is that how you regained your wizardry powers?
I just started throwing the potion in the corner of my cell. I realized I don't need to drink it. They just give it to me, and then they walk away. So why do I drink it? I've got enough water. I'm fine. So I quit drinking it, and now I just play the fool. Play the weak old man. Oh, please, minions of the Dark Lord, don't hurt me. While here in Honk's Face, I gather information and all sorts of manner of wisdom and inside secrets about the Dark Lord and his minions so that I may rise up and defeat... The book club.
But you know, we were asking people to send email us in plans to defeat the book club. So Wink. We should try it. So next time you give them that potion, just put it in one of your buttholes and see what happens.
That's a shot.
Okay.
That's a shot.
Do it safely, though. If you're going to put anything in any kind of butthole, just make sure you're sanitizing.
Make sure you're safe.
That's it.
I just realized I can't go and live with you because I'm actually imprisoned here in the Vermilion Minotaur. And I'm sort of committed to this revolutionary road that I'm on right now, so...
You're not getting your money back.
That's fair. Okay. That seems reasonable. Yeah.
All right, fine. Are your friends that you told at the bar, are they prisoners too, I suppose?
Oh, no, they're free to go about the town. Right. Everyone's stuck in the town, but they're free to go about the town.
They're having amazing adventures. The they might be cavalier, you know, but they clay put. Stay put.
I can't think of any books.
Oh, look at this. Blemish made a cradle for one of his cats.
It's very cute.
TV Guide. Nope. That's not one.
Remember, none of that really happened. No need to keep track of Chunt being a guard now, but not really. I feel like when fans of Enterprise try to explain the temporal Cold War. Usador the Wizard was played by Jeffrey Tambor. Can you imagine? Oh, I was just so happy for a second. No, he was played by Matt Young. Look, it just started raining. Chunt the Badger Guard was played by a series of literature puns crammed inside a human shell that we're calling Adol Refai. The Milkweeds were played by special guests Emma Pope and Nick Mestad. They're doing a show together, Nick and Emma, May 30th at The Annoyance in Chicago. And Nick has another two-person show, K&N, Thursdays at the IO Theater. Emma, you could go and watch that one. And Glenn Weldon, one of the hosts of Top Torture Happy Hour, was played by Glenn Weldon, one of the hosts of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. He recently took the cast of this podcast out for drinks. How was it, you ask? Oh, all I had to drink that night was an abandonment and soda. That's all right, Glenn. You've made your bed, and a bed made with public radio money has a low thread count indeed. Check out Glenn's book, The Caped Crusader, Batman and the Rise of Nerd Culture, at all the places books are sold. So, online. Craig, I've got another case of the old boardies, so I'm gonna just...
Wait, we actually have an email here that came in for you.
An email to me? Let me see that. Subject line, for the mysterious man. Mysterious? I'm the only one telling it like it is. I was just wondering, since you previously mentioned that we may be headed towards a level 4 cataclysmic event. Ugh, are we ever. How many levels of such circumstances are there? And do they get worse with higher numbers or the opposite? Is each level a specific style or series of cataclysms? Can such events be created artificially by mortals? Or only by the technologically advanced equipment aboard the space bunker? Any consideration is appreciated. From her. Herbicide. How nice to hear from one of the fanbase that's paying attention. Herbicide, there are 6 levels of cataclysm. The numbers for categorization, not severity. 1, ancient god resurfacing. 2, total protonic reversal. 3, baking related. 4, space-time fissure cascade. 5, visible spectrum collapsing into only yellow. 6, unstoppable dance party. Oh, and we don't cause cataclysms in the space bunker, we sort them out. While making friends and learning along the way. Thanks for reaching out, Herbicide. And if you really are Herbicide, stop killing all the bees, dumbass. Craig, operating the charting array in the East Wing requires extreme focus. No matter how long it takes, do not disturb me. But maybe push some snacks through the viewing orifice every few hours. When I'm peckish, I transmogrify into Joan Collins.
I got a completely different answer when I asked him. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jakover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Logo by Allard Laban. Additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. And visit hellofromthemagictavern.com to buy cool things like a poster or an awesome print of Foon. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. Also, it sounds like he's going to be busy for a couple of weeks, so if you guys have any questions you want me to answer on an episode of Craigcast, now's the time to send them in. Okay? I don't know why I'm whispering. He's gone. Bye.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.